Blog Talk Radio.
Show. We're going to bring it to you real live. We're going to bring you all the new funk, what's going on in the world. So you guys stay tuned for that. Also, I got my people on the phone, man. It's going to be a great show, man. I got Captain on the phone. I got, who else I got on the phone? I got Harold the Hippie on the phone. Willie the Wet Recknecks, he's not going to be here tonight. He's still at working right now. He's still milking the cows, doing what he got to do. So he's going to be there for a while. But I got Pat on the phone with us. And also, I have, who else I got on the phone? I'm missing somebody. There's somebody missing. Who else is on the phone with me?
Yep.
Okay, I guess I got everybody. Okay, guys. This is what's up, guys. I want to ask everyone to maybe come out and just introduce yourselves to the rest of the world. You got a lot of people out there listening right now. I'm just going to tell you guys, I got a full house right now. Tonight, everybody's locked in. Everybody's looking good. So if you guys want to come forward and introduce yourselves one at a time, please. Is Pat on the phone?
Yeah, I'm not here, bro.
Hey, Pat, come on to the center stage, man. Introduce yourself to the world, man.
Well, you know, I'm Pat the City Boy, you know what I'm saying? Straight from Southside, Inglewood, Chicago, living in Tupelo. I'm a producer, artist, manager, you know, director. I do it all, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to
DJ Black Caesar's show in France, too, you know what I'm saying? So,
appreciate that, man. Most definitely. You were saying?
So, yeah, you know, I'm working on my, my third mixtape now, you know what I'm saying? My first mixtape was Straight Gun. My second was Also Deep. So now I'm working on my new mixtape, my third mixtape in the drop called The Evolution. And you know, it's gonna be popping, man. It's gonna be jumping.
Sounds like it's hot over there, man. Sounds like it's hot in your kitchen. Okay, I want to bring my man Captain front and center, brother. I want you to introduce yourself to the world, brother.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Captain. Yo, big salute, big shout-out to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show. I'm happy to be here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Hey, man, this is Harold the Hippie, man. I'm glad to have you on the show, man.
Thanks,
both you guys, man. I can't wait to hear your music, man, and just find out. Let the world know, man, what's going on with you guys.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's coming with some fire joints. You feel me?
Wow, wow. That's great, man. I got another question. I got a question for the person. The other guy hasn't shown up yet. I don't know what he's doing. Let me see if he's going to come on. Are you coming? Call in. Okay, guys. I'm done with him. I'm not even going to ask any more questions.
Oh, yo. I'm here. I've been here. I thought you knew.
Oh, what's up, man? Julius, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm all right, yo. How's everybody doing, yo?
Julius, introduce yourself. Ice, introduce yourself to the rest of the world, brother. I'm sorry.
You already know it's me, Julius Ice, coming from the north of Canada. On the come up. I already have my mixtape out on that tiff, my first meal. Working on my videos right now. Got Smoking Weed out. Got videos on YouTube. That's making hits. Got the Wolfstar Flow. That's out. And now I got another hit out. Bad Bitches Good Weed. So I'm out here trying to make my move too. You know, shout out to DJ Black Caesar, you know, for, you know, getting it on. You already know.
Jeez. Wow, that's nice. Now, sounds like everybody has their heads on right. Sounds like everybody has something positive going on. So, guys, I'll be right back to you in a minute. But let me get on with my guy, Harold the Hippie. What's up, my brother? Come front and center. This is my co-host right here.
Oh, man. Hey, man, DJ Black Caesar and guests, man. I'm doing great, man. I'm just, you know, I've been here all day long. I worked really hard this morning on my paper route, man. And, you know, I probably dropped off about 200 newspapers today, man. You know, my grandmother, I told you, was really getting on me, man, about me not having a job, man, and being 35. And, you know, now I'm finally contributing to the household, man. I actually bought a loaf of bread this week. And she's like, impressed. She said, you know, I'm doing good, man. So, you know, it's great, man. Life is good, man.
Yeah, I see that, man. You didn't bring any butter home, any meat home with that bread, huh?
Well, next week, you know, next week's a different week, man. I'm getting there slowly but surely, man. You know, started from the bottom, now I'm here, man. You know, I'm like, I'm here, bro. I'm on the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show, man.
I guess you, man. That's what's up.
You know it, man. Hey, I definitely started from the bottom, man.
Hey, dude, we got to salute Harold the Hippie, man. He's finally brought bread home to his family.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, life is good, man.
Hey, Harold, man, you're doing good, man. Keep up the good work, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, man. Like I said, started from the bottom. Now I'm here, man.
Hey, I see you've been catching up in your hip-hop, too, man. I see you've been catching up.
What do you mean? Hey, what do you mean, man? That's my catchphrase. I hope nobody stole that, man.
Yeah. Drake saying that on one of his songs, man. So I think Drake stole it.
Oh, man, that guy, I tell you, man, he's something else, man. He used to be on that TV show, man, and now he's doing music, man? Wow, man. What's the deal with that, man? It's like...
Hey everyone, let me introduce us. I'm gonna bring a song for everybody to listen to right quick, Harold. All right, I'm gonna bring a song in and just take a chill. Don't do it to me, man. I gotta bring a song in, man. You know how we start the show. We gotta bring one song in and then we'll come back.
Well, I
want to
talk about
something.
This Drake guy, man. Let's do what you gotta do, man. Let's get back on this subject, man.
Okay. We'll be right back, dude. Just hold on to your thought, man. We'll be right back. Hold on to that thought.
You leave your home for days and days.
Yeah. Money ain't shit. Bitches ain't neither. You know I'm on that grass. Don't cut on the sprinklers. something on my mind, on my breath and on my fingers. Niggas try to bite my style, but my style a jalapeno. I got skin and add jeans, trucks on the pocket, money talks, nigga. I'm caught up in the gossip, you know all my bitches batter, and all my swishes fatter. I milk this shit like cattle, that's my word like Crabble. And your main girl is a hoe, I go Wayne's World in her throat. She swallows so many nuts, you fuck around, find a squirrel in her throat. I go take worm in that hoe, let my snake worm in that hoe. Nigga, we take turns in that hoe, these niggas so green they glow. I am the best thing since wet pussy on my private jet with my chef cooking. So big headed, my neck crooked, my niggas foul when the ref looking. My big bro is Mac Main, so much weed I got grass stains. These nuts that's bags claim I'm on them trees like candy canes, little toots.
Yeah. 2 Chainz, I might book me for a show. Try my ass to low and pick up the whole dough. That's hustonomics, I was high in my class, bitch. I like math, all I did was add bitches. Swagger good low, got your girl on all fours. It's not doggy style, I call it froggy style. You dog her out, I tell her, hop in. 2 Chainz, my first chain, had a twin. Gas in my blunt, watching ESPN. And if that pussy good, I wanna see her again. Yeah, I'm from College Park, and I got your bra with me.
Wet man.
Salt water pool, I can put a shark in it. Everything's authentic, plus I name my pilfer. Last name fuck, first name, I don't give a. Pockets look pregnant, they about to deliver. So when I start tipping, you know the procedure, yeah.
You leave your home for days and days.
All right. All my niggas gangsters, all my bitches freaks. I tickle her pussy, got that pussy tickle pink. I'm the heart of the streets, and I just skip the beat. And if that pussy sweet, I want that candy trick or treat. I got diamonds in my teeth, so all my words are precious. I'm so fucking hot, I'ma need some more S's, man. I'm on some other shit. I want another bitch, that want another bitch. And I don't cuddle, bitch, I hit her with that shovel dick. I got in that pussy and dug a ditch. Some people gotta punch the clock. Man, I'd rather punch a brick, cause I'm that nigga. And I'm so cold, I just shiver. These niggas think they hard, these niggas just nipples. I pop a nigga like a sickle, drop a nigga like a missile. More money, more issues, I size you up and fit you, don't
you?
Wow, Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz, man, doing their thing real nice over there. Hey, guys, check it out. I got something else I want to tell you guys. You guys need to make sure you always tune into the show because we always got something nice going on this year. Hey, Harold Hippie, where you at, baby?
Hey, man, what's going on, bro? I'm here.
Hey, Harold Hippie, I want you to tell the rest of the world what we got going on, man. Tell them about the festival in Tupelo, in Verona, Mississippi, if you don't mind.
All right, man. This goes out to all the artists and anybody that is interested in participating, man. We have the 2014 Music Festival, man. It's taking place. It's going to be what you guys say, off the chain, man. What I say, it's going to be far out. So it's going to be a far out, off the chain event in Verona, Mississippi. It's the 2014 Music Festival, man. It holds over 100,000 people there. We got 3 different buildings plus a lot of different vendors coming out. We are going to have the Micro Championship Wrestling backed up by Hulk Hogan, man. It's his midget Micro Championship Wrestling with Johnny G as the president, man. We got all types of wrestlers coming out. We got food vendors. We got some of the best artists and bands from around the world, man. Every state is participating in this event. Now, if you want to participate, you contact DJ Black Caesar or DC Music Man, and we'll give you the links to all that later, man. But this is definitely everything that you could ever imagine, man. I mean, performing in front of a lot of people and blessing the stages. And the cool thing is, man, is like we have all genres of music, man. Hip-hop, we have country, we have jazz, rhythm and blues, funk, you name it, man. We have a lot of guest celebrities coming out because a portion of the proceeds is going to the Bullying Awareness Foundation, man. It's a great thing that's going on. It's, you know, they raise awareness to stop bullying, man, because this is like a major thing that's taking place all over the world, man. So, you know, if anybody wants to participate, please contact us, man.
Cool, cool. Hey, thanks, Harold the Hippie. Also, we're going to have a barbecue cook-off, and we're also going to have a chili cook-off and a pie-eating contest, guys. So if you guys want to get involved, call us up. Get in touch with us because we got a lot going on. We're also going to have gospel that Sunday. It's going to be from 7, it's going to be from, 12 a.m. to
12
p.m. to 7 p.m. What, Harold?
Yeah, and plus, you know, we're trying to get vendors, and we're going to have tractor pull. We're going to have a crash-up derby. I mean, you might even see me riding around my bike shooting out some newspapers, man.
I got you, Harold. I got you, brother. Hey, guys, sit down, man. It's going to be a nice event. We got the Nerd DJs involved, myself included, with Johnny O and Big Hef over there. They're going to be there, and we're going to have a good time with them. We're also going to have MP3 Wax in the house, guys. You know them, the world's biggest record pools, free music out there. So if you guys don't know about them, you need to get with me, and I'll get you in that record pool. Free music, all the free music you hear, man, all day long, all day, every day, they send you music. And it's a good thing to be a part of. So if anybody wants to get involved with that, you can get in touch with me or Harold the Hippie. We'll hook you up. Hey, guys, let's get into our show. Who do we want first? Who do we want first, Harold? I mean,
Well, who we got close to me, man? You know, I'm here in the nation's capital, man. So, I mean, you know.
Let's see.
Where are our guests from, bro?
Captain is from close to your area, man, because he just told me that he was close by that area. So, Captain, what's up, baby? You going to call front and center?
That's good, man. I'm here, baby. Let's do it.
All
hey,
right,
brother,
man. Captain, bro, where you from, man?
I'm from New Jerusalem, New Jersey.
All right, man. Hey, that's rocking, man. I love to go to Jersey and gamble on occasions, man. But, hey, that's another issue, man. Caesar, you know about that, man.
Yeah, I do.
Wow, man. Hey, Caesar, we'll save that for another show, though, man.
We'll save that for another show. Hey,
Captain,
what's
going on, man? Tell us something good, man.
Yeah.
Captain, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, bro? Talk to me.
No, man, I'm just working hard.
This is what I want to know. I want you to tell the rest of the world basically who you are and how you got started in the game.
All right, no doubt. Basically, you know, my name is, you know what I'm saying, Cap-A. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist, beat maker. I get into production a little bit, but, you know, art, you know, being rapping and, you know, rap artist, that's my main passion. Back a couple years back, I started my own independent label called Council Music, and I knew I wanted to go the independent route, and I wanted to be in control of my brand and to build my brand, you know, from the bottom, you know what I'm saying, and let it grow and let it flourish and stuff. Making my own music and just working with a lot of different other, you know, dope producers and other artists and MCs and stuff. So I just wanted to be, you know, wanted to be in control of my own destiny. And actually, so like I said, so a few years ago, you know, started Council Music. And actually now I'm in the process of signing a couple of artists under Council Music, a couple of new artists and everything like that. You know, we coming up, you know, we Council Music, we just signed our first distribution deal overseas recently.
Oh, cool. That's what's up.
Yes. I
do distribution also, brother, just let you know. If you don't have anything going on, you need distribution, you can call Harold the Hippie or you can call me up for that also because we got our distribution and we got distribution on digital distribution and we also have distribution in the stores around. So if you guys want to get hooked up with that, just call up myself or Harold, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Okay, Captain, you said that you've been rapping for a while. So how'd you come up with that name, Captain?
Cap A. It originally came up with capital A, like
oh,
the Cap capital
A.
Of
okay,
Washington,
I'm sorry.
But,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, look, check it out. Hey, check it out, brother. Let me interrupt you for one second. It wouldn't be the DJ Black Season Friends show if I didn't mess up a name every show.
every show I mess up a name.
Y'all got to correct me. I don't know what that's about. But I know Pat's name. I got that down, Pat, so I'm going to be good with him.
Hey, it's all love. It's all love. We usually know.
Yeah. So go ahead and keep explaining yourself, brother. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so basically when I was younger, you know, I knew the rap, and I had to come up with a name. So I wanted, you know, what was going to be my MC name. I took on my dad's philosophy, and my dad said, whatever you're going to do, make sure you be the best at it. I don't care if you're going to sweep floors, if you're going, you know, you're going to be an accountant, whatever it is you're going to be the best at it. You know what I'm saying? And stand out.
Right.
Make sure you shine. So I said, I wanted to be the best. I wanted to be the top, you know, top-notch MC, top-notch spitter. So I said, you know, the capital. So I thought of the capital. Capital was kind of lonely, so I put the A next to it, and I came up with capital A. A stands for my first name in my government, Anthony. But my first real name is Anthony. So I put the A, you know, for Anthony. A for like excellence, striving for perfection. A for awesome. A for just a lot of powerful, positive attributes. You feel me?
Right.
So
right. I feel you,
that's
man.
Basically,
no problem.
So I came up with capital A,
I apologize, man. I thought it was Captain, man. Hey, so I'm glad we got this straight. So it's capital A, right?
Right.
Oh man, I apologize, man. My ears are a little clogged up, man. I don't have any money for Q-tips, man. So yeah, man. Thanks for clearing that up, bro.
Hey, it doesn't matter, man, because my ears are working fine. I still messed it up. So I thought he was always saying capital to me. I thought it was capital. I didn't know it was capital A until just
now.
Well,
I mean, Caesar, I mean, like, really, man? I mean, you do this every show, man. You mess my name up all the time when you call me, man.
That's what I said. It wouldn't be the DJ Black Season Friends show if I didn't mess my name every show.
Hey, Caesar, man, I think you need to lay off the margaritas, man. Every day's not happy hour.
Yeah. You're probably right, man. I probably need to lay off of them. So I'm going to lay off of them tonight. Okay, back to the convo. Now, we were talking to my man, Capital A. I got it right now. So, Capital A, I got another question for you. Basically, when you started doing music, did you get started in the home? Were you singing in a church choir or what?
I started at home and in the streets, street ciphers.
Okay.
Yeah, started street ciphers on the streets at the projects, and then started at home with my first, you know, recording studio multi track.
Cool, that's what's up, man. I can dig it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's what's up. Okay, I want my man. I want to bring Harold out. I want Harold to ask you a couple questions if you don't mind, brother, because Harold has some fantastic questions. I just want to hear what he's going to ask you tonight. What's up, Harold?
Well, a lot of the questions I want to ask him, we can't even talk about on the air, man. But I tell you what, man, let me just keep it real, man. Look, you know, when you were coming up, man, what type of artist inspired you, man, as far as, like, are you, like, a 90s guy? Are you 80s? I mean, you tell me, man, who, like, inspired you? Who are, some of the legends that you looked up to?
Some of the legends I looked up to mainly was Nas, Jay-Z, Biggie.
Whoa, man. Who'd you say was the second one?
Nas and Jay-Z.
Yeah, I like Nas, man. Yeah, that's cool, man. I had a big falling out about 10 years ago. You know, I was dating this girl named Beyonce, man, and then this cat comes along, and he's like, I got this album out, Blueprint and stuff, man, and then we had, like, issues, man, but I'll go later on another time about that, man. But, yeah, definitely, man, you know, I feel you on the whole Nas thing.
Yeah, I feel you, too.
Nas was always one of my favorite artists, you know, for the way he spit, the way he delivered them bars and put them songs together.
Right.
It, And just the way he handled, you know, just the way he carried himself, you know what I'm saying, as an artist and as a celebrity throughout the game. You know what I mean?
Right.
That,
right.
That was something that taught me something, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this,
you,
man. If you had a chance, either like living celebrities today in the music industry, who would you like to open up for or bless the stage with?
Right now my favorite is, one of my favorites is Rick Ross.
Wow,
Rick
man.
Ross.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, man. I
wow.
understand that one, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Harold, I don't understand that. Can you let him elaborate? I want to elaborate on that because
Well, Caesar, man, I thought the real Rick Ross wasn't a rapper, man. Is he rapping now?
No, he's not talking about the real Rick Ross. He's talking about Rick Ross the rapper. You know,
There is no Rick Ross the rapper, man.
No, that's the scary guy. He used to work at the Food Mart, man. He's talking about that guy.
I'm confused, man. Like, you know, he's not the real Rick Ross.
He's going to 7-Eleven, get your smoothies. You know that big fat guy with the beard, with no shirt on, with the stomach all out? He's talking about that guy.
Oh, yeah, man. I know who he is, man. Yeah. But I think he goes by Ricky Roses or Rose A or something, right?
Right. You're right, absolutely. Now you got food for the name.
Oh,
sorry,
wow, man.
Right.
I hope nobody uses my name, man, because I'm the one and only Harold the Hippie, man.
Yeah, I know that, man. And you are the one and only. Cap, can you explain that to me, man? Because you said that you like Rick Ross, and I'd like you to elaborate a little bit. Why do you like Rick Ross?
I like Rick Ross, number one, because he was just making good music, you know, coming out of Florida, coming out of the South. He was making good music. A lot of some of the other artists, you know what I'm saying, that was out, you know, a lot of stuff was sounding the same, but Rick Ross, you know, said himself, you know, his stuff was different, but he was bringing good music, you know what I'm saying, that you can listen to, you know, despite all the stories of who's the real Rick Ross, all that stuff. Like, I don't really care too much for people, you know what I'm saying, trying to down him when, you know, he had the beef with 50 Cent and all of that. That right there, you know what I'm saying, is something different from whether his music good enough. This guy was nominated for Grammys. This guy, you know what I'm saying, he made good music. And the guy made good. He always makes good business moves.
Let me ask you a question, man. I got a question for you now. You're a musician, man, and you're an artist. Now, what if you actually tomorrow you went and you were away for a little while on vacation, man, and I went around and started using your name. You know what I mean? And then I started,
that's a good question, because that's the question I was going to ask him also, the same thing.
Well, here's what I
want
to know, man. I mean, if I came to you and I was like, hey, man, I'm using your name, dude, and I don't care what you think.
Right.
You know what I mean? How would you feel, man? Would you be like, hey, Harold the Hippie, you're a dick? You know what I mean? If I came to you and I was like, hey, man, capital A, I know you're doing your thing, man. You're on vacation, man. But I want to be respectful, man. Can I use your name, man? Can I, like, hype that up, man, and make some money? And then maybe I can break bread with you if I make it to the top?
Let's talk about the facts. The facts are this.
I'm loving it, man.
Before Rick Ross, I'm going to state facts right now. We're going to talk facts.
Before
Rick Ross, there were many artists and many MCs that came in the game and did a lot of good
Council
things.
Music.
Did a lot of good things for the game, and they came and they did their thing. And they did their thing in the names of other street heroes or street hustlers or whatever that did their thing out in the streets. And these rappers didn't do the same thing that these guys did. Some of them did, but some of them didn't. Some of these guys that's coming up, You know what I'm saying? Don't let's not forget, you know, this hip hop thing, this music industry and everything is a business. Everything isn't 100% what all these rappers and everybody say. It's entertainment. It's also entertainment. So there's nothing, I don't think there's anything wrong with somebody wanting to take on the character or a personality of someone else. Now, I don't have any problem with Rick Ross trying to take somebody else's name, but what I think, though, I think that he should have, it would have been nice if he would have asked the real Rick Ross if it was okay to use his name and gave him a stifling and paint him.
You know what? Here's the thing, man. Let me tell you this, man. And this is because I got a buddy in California who is the real Rick Ross. Here's the deal, man. Rick didn't want any money, man. It's a respect thing, man. It's like, honestly, man, if we change your name today to, like, Tupac, I mean, how far are we going with that, man?
Yeah, but we're not talking about money. I'm not even talking about money.
No, you said if you came to him the right way and asked him, that would have been one thing. But that was like,
you're not understanding what I'm saying. You're not getting it.
Well, try it again. Let's rewind it and start again.
What I'm saying is this. Before Rick Ross, there was a lot of MCs. There was 50 Cent, AZs, there's all kind of rappers that, you know, imitated Scarface or Al Capone and all these rappers and mobsters that didn't do half the stuff that these mobsters, the street hustlers and gangsters did.
Well, Al Capone's been dead, bro, for a long time, man.
Yeah, but we're talking about
name somebody
rapper,
else.
But what
name
are we
somebody else,
about?
Man.
Well, what are we talking about? We're talking about a rapper that takes on the name of a real life gangster that actually lived the life.
Yeah,
right?
Man, but like without permission though, man. You know what I mean?
Okay, but
you can't do that,
Rick
man.
Ross, but Rick Ross, is Rick Ross the only rapper to ever do that? No. Can
well,
we agree
just,
on that?
Name five then, man. Let's clarify it, bro.
Name five what? I mean, we're talking about 50 Cent,
name
80?
Five people that use real gangsters' names. You just said Capone, man. Al Capone's been dead, man.
Can we put it this way? Can we agree that hip-hop and the music industry and everything like that is a form of entertainment, or is everything 100% real life?
I like real. Real recognizes real all day long, man.
Oh,
you know
okay.
what I mean? So me, myself, man, here's what really kills me, man, is you got these young kids, and they're like, yeah, man, I'm out here hustling. I've been to prison. I've done this. You know, I got a car. I got a yacht. And then I'm like, bro, how old are you? And he's like, oh, I'm 12. I'm like, wow, man. I mean, how'd you live this, like, long life? I mean, real,
wow.
At the end of the day, man, real recognizes real, man. And, I like the music, too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and bash Ricky Rose or the fat boy that he is. But the bottom line is, man, that he stole somebody's name and was, like, disrespectful, man. Now, here's the other thing that a lot of people don't know is there was another cat that went to the real Rick Ross and said, hey, man, I want to use your name, man. And he goes by Freeway. Did you know that, man?
Look, I'm not
yeah,
I'm
I,
still on the phone.
I
have
I,
a half an hour debate about using another a gangster's name. Because that conversation can go 5 hours. You know,
well,
let's agree to disagree. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, well,
yeah, yeah.
Man. Hey, as long as I won this one, man, we're good, bro.
Yeah, you won. You're
talking up, baby boy. Hey,
wow,
but
wow,
honestly,
wow.
Man, hey, shout out to you, bro. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Listen, man, if Capital A doesn't work out, please do not use my name, Harold the Hippie.
I promise.
I love you, man. It's all good, man. It's all fun. We're having fun. And you know what? Honestly, man, by us just talking about this right now, we probably just got about 200,000 more listeners because of this. And I think it was a great topic, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
thank
you, know
man.
That's real, man.
That's real, man. Salute to you, man.
Yeah.
That was real.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Hey, guys, let's take a break for a second. Let's go into a song. We'll be right back with you, Cap, so you can give your social networks, and then we'll get you on out of here, brother. Oh, we're going to check your music out, too, man. We're going to come back and listen to your music. Well, let's get into one of your songs right now, brother. Let me go to Cap. Let me go to your archives, man, because I got you set up in here real quick. And we're going to go to one of your songs right quick, brother.
Capital A, baby. Introduce yourself, bro.
Yo, it's your boy.
Let me check your song out. I'm gonna play "She's Thirsty." So tell me a little about that song right there, and we're gonna go into it.
Yeah, "She Thirsty" is about all these thirsty girls out here, thirsty. You know what I'm saying? After dudes for what they got, you know, money. They come to the bar. They want. They ain't come with no money, but just because they look good, they feel like you gotta buy them a drink. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's just about the thirsty chicks that just thirsty.
You just made me think about something about you said she's thirsty. I seen you and your ex-wife on television, man. What show are you guys on?
Divorce Court.
Divorce Court. Check it out, guys. I seen this guy on a Divorce Court. That's basically how we got in touch with each other, man. I seen this guy on Divorce Court. So I was checking out the video, and I was like, wow, this dude right here, he was like, he was really talking about it. He was like, he didn't want to pay his wife anything. She was thirsty, and he didn't want to pay anything. So I respect that, brother. And at the end of the day, the judge got you, and she said, yeah, you got to pay. So did you pay her?
I sure did.
Because she's thirsty, man. She ain't got no money. She want it all. Ask me for a drink. I don't know your hell. She thirsty. She thirsty. Kind of ratchet. Kind of birdie. I ain't feeling what she's saying. I act it louder than bourbon. She flirting. She flirting. He done fell for the giddy up. Sucker on his forehead. Loud and pop. Game dead. I could see just where it's going, yo. She clucking like a silly hoe. Thirsty ass asking about the studio. Now you wanna be an artist. You're gonna need more than a fancy hairdo, just like Rihanna's. Says she being honest. She thirsty. 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 Get this girl some water. Some water. Some water. Get this girl some water. Some water. Some water. Get this girl some water. Some water. Some water. Get this girl some water.
She thirsty. She so thirsty. Call my homegirl, check on your homie.
Yeah.
Cause she thirsty, dehydrated. She's just about her situation. She thirsty, trying to get a man, y'all. She thirsty, trying to get this money, y'all. And she gonna get it. She gonna let us get it.
Sign that promissory.
She thirsty. 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 Get this girl some water. Some water. Some water. Get this girl some water, some water, some water. Get this girl some water, some water, some water. Get this girl some water. Ma, you need a tic tac. Me, I need that loud pack. Trying to get my vibe back. I'm trying to get my vibe back. Trick don't kill my vibe. Like Kendrick Lamar said, these chicks, they got it back. Holy chicks, they got it back. Thirsty enough to cheat and call you next week. Thirsty enough to sleep between the next man's sheets while he sleep. She wanna creep, me, I'm trying to chill. We barely met, and she acting jealous. For real? That's that shit I don't like. Catch me on a drunk night. Baby girl, I might bite. Girl, don't take this too light. I've been right, I've been nice. You could shake it all night. Tell me how it's super tight. Damn right, damn right.
Nice, nice, nice. I like that she's thirsty, man. Hey, that's what's up, guys. I hope everybody enjoyed that joint right there. Hey, Harold the Hippie, did you enjoy that?
I'm going to tell you, man, Yes. And I'm even got so thirsty, Caesar, I went and made a margarita while that was going on, man. So I even enjoyed it a lot more.
No, you just told me to drink in my man,
I'm sorry, bro.
Hey, you just told me to stop drinking.
Bro, it was like I'm thirsty, man, and I'm listening, and I'm like tuning in like, oh, man, it's calling me, man, margarita.
Couldn't you drink some water like he was talking about in the song? Couldn't you go with some water?
No, man, his old lady from the show needs to drink water and stop being so damn thirsty, man. That's real, man. Hey, man, is that song in rotation, man? Is that song in rotation, bro?
We're going to hook him up with that song right there, man. You know, I got, hey, Capital A, I got another radio station, brother, and basically what I'm doing is I'm getting people involved with it, and I'm only charging like $7 to get you in rotation for a month, $14 for two songs, $20 for three songs. So I think that's something you need to hop on, and we'll get you on the radio station. We'll play that song like, oh, wow, we're doing royalties like next month. Give me the next month. I'll have the royalties up so you guys get royalties for what you're doing. Well, right now, I'm going to get your music out there so the rest of the world can hear it. You can download it on your phone. I got an app that you can put on your phone. It's called www.djblackcaesarradio.com. The website's not up right now, but they're promoting it on iTunes, and also they're promoting it on TuneIn. So you can check out both of those sites right there. I've been promoting it on Facebook. I don't know if you've seen it, but I've been promoting it on Facebook.
I've seen it.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing to get involved with, my brother.
Capital A, is that off your? Is that your latest stuff, man?
That's my latest single that's available on iTunes right now.
Oh, man,
cool.
Definitely not.
Hey, if they go to iTunes, what
do they have to pay for that?
It's like a dollar, something like that.
Definitely worth it, man. Definitely worth it. $1,
yeah,
you heard it, man. Capital A song, man. She's thirsty, man. Bro, dollar soul, man.
Hey, hold on 1 second, brother, because we don't have much time. Hey, brother, what I need for you to do now, I need you to come center and tell everybody your social networks so they can find you online. Can you give them your social networks, please?
Yeah, no doubt. My YouTube, I got all my official videos, and I got music on YouTube at Cap A Videos. That's C-A-P-A Victor I-D-E-O-S. That's Cap A Videos. No doubt. Cap A Videos.
Somebody
out there is talking.
I'm tuned in, but I don't know if they're going to ask.
Excuse me. Your phone is not on mute, sir. You're talking where the rest of the world can hear what you're saying. Okay, Cap. I'm sorry, brother. Now, where can they find you on Facebook? Can they find you on Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah, they can find me on Facebook at the only Cap. D as P as in Dad, A as in Apple, O, and like Nancy, L-Y-C-A-P. The only Cap.
Cool. Okay, my brother. Well, you gave out a lot of information, man. So, what about people that want to get collabos? Can they get a collabo with you? What can they go to get a collabo?
Yeah, they can just email me at theowncap@gmail.com, and I'll get right back with you. We'll set up a collabo anytime. I'm always down for collabos.
Hey, can you send that info? Can you send that Gmail that account one more time, please?
That's theowncap@gmail.com.
Okay, guys, that's theonlycap@gmail.com, guys. Lock that in and get it with my man and get some collabos going, guys. This guy does sound pretty good. He has another song we're going to get into in just a second. Hold on 1 second. Let me get this intervention out of the way.
I'm a fucking man. Y'all get it, do you?
DJ Black Caesar. Oh. WWKNW.
Okay, guys. Let's see. Let me find this other song by my man Cap. He has one more song we're going to play. Get him rolling. Let's see. What is it called? M.O.P. M.O.B. What is that song about, Cap?
M.O.B. M.O.B. is basically money over bullshit, money over bitches.
Cool. I like that. Hey, let's go ahead and introduce this song, man. Give me a world premiere of this song right here.
Yo, it's your boy, Cap A. I'm repping that Council Music. And this song right here, it's my new single. That's on SoundCloud right now at the Only Cap. It's called MOB, Money Over Bullshit, Money Over Bitches, produced by Blaze One.
Yeah, it's MOB. It's for my players out there. Y'all know how the game go.
MOB, 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 MOB. MOB, 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 MOB. MOB, 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 MOB. MOB, 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 MOB.
MOB, MOB, CAP part. Love to rock a crowd and I love to rock a bar. Coming for the game, far from a lame. I tell you right now, homie, nothing gonna change. Money come first before a bird, a smug bucket. Classic hits out the park like Curry Bucket. Jose Canseco, Derek Jeter. This is a heater, booty big, yeah, I'ma beat it up. Love a thick fine, straight from the grapevine. It's all good, as long as she don't touch mine. She don't touch mine, that means money. That guap, that green, I ain't being funny. Serious business, mom, what is this? You chillin' with a dude, that is your business. Come through, make it feel like Christmas. Everybody in a good mood, that's cap shit.
MOB, MOB, yeah, I came to party. Shorty got a cute face and a thick body. CAP, CAP, yeah, that's the name. Now tell me yours and we could do the damn thing. MOB, MOB, yeah, I came to party. Shorty got a cute face and a thick body. CAP, CAP, yeah, that's the name. Now tell me yours and we could do the damn thing. You give her your scratch, you give her your thriller. Listen here, play, I'm trying to keep it real. This MOB, these chicks is driving crazy. Get to know they background,
what you fucking with, baby?
You can act short, the click is new. I'm giving you the same game they gave to me, fool. I know you wanna have a good time. I'm just trying to put you on rooms in this rhyme. A player for life, I flirt all day. Baby girl got a man, so I know the game. Try to change my ways, it's hard, dude. Even got so much game from the old crew. Tell you what, dude, been across the world. Seems like some of the most modest girls. Not even a beauty pageant could compare. What a blur, walking just beside her. Make a player feel like, damn, do I deserve? Make a player feel like, damn, do I deserve? Make a player feel like, damn, do I deserve? Walking beside her, she make a nigga wanna lead a game.
MOB, MOB, yeah, I came to party. Shorty got a cute face and a thick body. CAP, CAP, yeah, that's the name. Now tell me yours and we could do the damn thing.
MOB, MOB, yeah, I came to party. Shorty got a cute face and a thick body. CAP, CAP, yeah, that's the name. Now tell me yours and we could do the damn thing.
Yeah, 1-2 mic check. Yo, what up? This is Ill Al Scratch. We repping that New York City. And right now we putting it down with DJ Black Caesar. Shout out to the NerveDJs.com. 1-2,
okay,
you are now.
I got a question for my people out there. If you guys want great music, you're tuning into the right place. I got my man Capital A on the phone. He's been saluting and taking care of his music for the day, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. But let's let Capital say a little bit more. So, Capital, you got anything you want to say to anybody else out there before you go?
Yeah, I just want to say, man, you know what I'm saying, your boy Cap A is here to bring to the industry, you know what I'm saying, good music and good, you know what I'm saying, good business. That's what I'm all about. I'm all about good music and good business. I'm not here to be something that I'm not. I'm here to just be myself, make good music, and do good business. That's what I'm about.
That's what's up, man. Well spoken. Appreciate you coming to the show, man. It was a pleasure having you. I enjoyed you. I think Harold the Hippie enjoyed you too, man, even though he was talking kind of out there. But he really enjoyed you, man. Hey, we like getting the politics in, man. We can. And you were the person to come here with it today.
Yeah.
That's why.
Hey, man, I think I really touched on with that one because you heard what he said. At the end of the day, he just wants, you know, people to appreciate him for being him and, you know, keeping it real. So I think what I said sunk into his head, man. So, yeah, definitely, man. Hey, stay away from that mama drama, man. The baby mama drama and stay out of all that, man. That's like, she's thirsty, man. You know it, man.
Wow.
Wow, you guys just heard from Hell Hippie, man. I haven't heard anybody say it any better than him, man. So, Cafe, we appreciate you coming on the show tonight, man. We appreciate you telling us a little about your life, man, what you got going on, and hopefully you'll come back and talk to us again. But until then, my friend, thanks a lot for showing up tonight, brother. Oh, and hey, man, I salute you also, man, because you are one of the hardest workers I've ever seen coming on the show tonight. You've been promoting this ever since yesterday, brother, and I really could dig that, man. You, every time I put up a post, I looked and it was your post. I was like, damn, this guy, you can't keep up with him, man. So you really did a great job, man. So, you know what, I'm going to work with you and help you out, man. Me and Harold are going to help you out, brother. We're going to get you on the radio station.
Man.
First thing, we're going to get you on that radio station. Then we're going to talk to you some more and see what we can do for you, getting you some shows and stuff like that. How about that?
Yeah, man. Hey, and for any of the listeners out there, man, buy this guy's stuff on iTunes, man, because he's got to support her, man. She's thirsty, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hey, Harold, you didn't even see the show, man. I got to send you the show, man. But
yeah,
was it.
I don't want to see it, man. I heard the song, man.
Hey, but check it out, man. The show is even better. A man got his, how long was that show, about an hour?
No, 16 minutes.
15 minutes?
Man. Wow. And you
wrote
a song?
Damn, I thought it was about an hour. Okay, 15 minutes, guys. You need to check him out, man. He's got it on YouTube, but I got it on my page right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to find it today. Hey, Cap, when you get a chance, send that to my page, man, so the rest of the people can see what's going on, man. I want them to see that video.
All right, do it right now.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you. Okay,
hey, man,
guys.
I just want to see her, man. I got to stay away from her, man, thirsty-ass self.
Hey, it's funny. It's funny, man. My man, Cafe, he took care of himself. Dude said he was a real rapper on the show, man. He is a real rapper. He just proved himself right here. I dig his music. But I want to help this guy out. So basically, me and Harold, we'll get together later on, and we'll talk about what we can do for you, my man. We'll get back to you, all right?
All right.
Okay, cool. Okay, guys, our next person up is Pat City Boy from Pat City Boy Entertainment. What's up, Pat?
What's up with you, bro?
Man, I don't know it. Hey, guys, let me just tell you something. Pat's from down here where I'm from, man. He's from Tupelo. I'm in Shannon. So we're about maybe 11 minutes away from each other. And this guy that has a little something going on that I got going on, because some of the stuff he's involved with, I'm involved with it also. Like, he has a bunch of models over there. He has a girl over there named Diamond Blitz, and Diamond Blaze. She's doing her thing. She was supposed to be on the show tonight, guys, but instead she canceled out. Told me that she's like, you must have forgot. I got to work at 6:00. I was like, no, I didn't forget. But I wanted to tell her, you know, hey, you should have told me that 2 months ago, lady. When I had you for the interview, you should have told me 2 months ago. But anyway, so she's not on the show tonight. Too bad. But we'll get her back.
Maybe she's thirsty.
Hey, I don't know about that, see how it up,
you know what I'm saying? You know, I represent for, you know what I'm saying, so it's all good. I'm going to be talking to
her,
you know what I'm saying? Anything you want to know, I got all the information anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Well,
you know what, brother? We like for every artist and every model to come clean with us first, but since she's not here today, we're just going to talk about you, if that's all right with you.
Okay, that's what's up.
Hey, Pat, man, do me a favor, man. If I ask you a question like, who's like one of the rappers that you like, man, can you do me a favor not say, what's his name, Rick Wannabe?
I ain't gonna say him. I definitely ain't gonna say him. He a total fraud to me, you know what I'm saying? He's amazing, you know what I'm saying? He's a G, you know what I'm saying? He's a vice lord, man. He everything, man. I just
held my drink up while you were saying that, bro. Salute you 100, man.
Hey, Pat, I'm sorry, man. And I'm sorry, Harold, but I'm not going to let y'all hate on my guy like that, man. Even though he's a fraud and a fake and a phony, I'm not going to let y'all hate him like that, all right? But anyway, just get into it with you a little bit. Can you tell everybody who you are, Pat, so they'll get an understanding of who you are, what kind of music you play, did you like?
Man, I'm PAT, the City Boy, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm I'm from Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Southside Englewood.
Chi-town?
Stay down here in Tupelo, Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? I just rap about, you know what I'm saying, my everyday life, basically. Hardcore. I do a little bit of R&B, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop. And, you know, I bring hot music to the crowd. You know, if you done heard my music, then you know. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of fans. I got a lot of people behind me trying to push me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing a lot of different things. I'm an entrepreneur. I do a lot of different things. So I'm always busy. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, you know, Chad, I'm from Chicago, too, my brother. I'm from the south side of Chicago, and I'm all about man also, brother. So how long have you been down in Tupelo, Mississippi?
I've been down here, man, I've been down here about 7 years, but it's been back and forth even before then, you know what I'm saying? My family, they moved down here because it was getting kind of critical where I was staying at over there on 79th and Compton, you know what I'm saying? You from Chicago, so you know how it is over there. But, if I was in Chicago, I'd have to be dead, man.
Yeah, I already know that,
brother. Wow, man, that's that thug life, man.
Yeah, my man has something going on. But anyway, Pat, can you tell us, like, because I'm over on the 74th and Claremont. I know you know that area, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know go ahead.
Yeah, my cousin basically has a whole city block on lockdown over there. His name is Man. You know, have you heard of Man?
Nah, you know, it's so big, man. I ain't going to probably know his name.
Yeah. Well, he's pretty well known up that way. He's like really well known, and he's like a D boy, so a lot of people know him. But that's my cousin, man, and I represent him to the heartbeat of life, man. But anyway, Pat, I got a few questions for you, man. I know you've been doing your thing. I know you're a rap artist. You do a lot of trap music, also. I dig that. That's why I'm into trap music. So what I want you to explain to the people is basically your style of music, because you got a unique style. Your style is like nobody else's. It's not like Gucci Mane's. It's not like T.I. It's like none of those other cats. So what is your style of music? How'd you come up with that style?
Man, you know, at first, you know what I'm saying, I used to bump Triple Six Mafia, you know what I'm saying? That's what I came up off of. So when I first started rapping, you know what I'm saying, I was with that mystic style type, you know, that value, you know, just talking about killing niggas. I didn't find myself, you know what I'm saying, until I got about 22, man. You know what I'm saying? That's when I really just found my own style. So I can't really say my style is like anybody's. My style is like P.A.T. the City Boy. That's my style. You know,
that's
so
what
I'm saying, like anybody.
Just
but a lot of people do say, when they hear my music, they be like, okay, you sound like Gucci Mane, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I hear mostly, you know what I'm saying? I guess it's because of the beats, you know what I'm saying? I'm real picky about my beats, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people say that. You know, I'm a laid-back rapper, you know, when I first started.
That's not where I was going with it. I said that your music is not like Gucci Mane, that you're not like Gucci Mane, you're not like T.I. That's what I was saying.
Okay, yeah, I can agree with that, you know what I'm saying? But my style is just my style, you know what I'm saying? I can't say who's this like, you know what I'm saying, that's in the industry, you know what I mean?
Right. I got you, bro, I got you. We will take that, and we'll go with it, all right? So, Harold, you got any questions for my man out there right now?
Grandma, chill out, I'm on the TV show, Grandma! Grandma, I'm on DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. Chill out. Wow, man. She's getting on my nerves, man.
You got to bear with us, man. Sometimes his grandmother gets on about not living a secret shit. But, hey, hell, you all right? You good?
Yeah, man. She's tripping, man. She wants me to go vacuum her kitchen, man. And I'm like, I'm relaxing, man. Dude, I had a hard day, man.
Why is your grandma always trying to make you work, man? I don't understand that. Every time you go on a radio show, she wants you to do.
I should have never asked her to be my roommate, man.
Does your grandma like me, man?
Why, man?
I mean, does your grandma not like me? It seems like every time you go on a show, she wants you to do something.
Well, I mean, it's like, I don't know what her problem is, man, but she's, like, bugging me, man. It's like, you know, she's like, I need to find a roommate. And I'm like, well, I need to find a place to stay. And she's like, well, you need to find a job. And I'm like, I got a job. How about you? And she's like, I got a job. How about you? And we go back and forth, man. It's like, you know, I can't please her, man. You know, it's like, wow, Grandma, take a chill pill.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Harold, I'm going to tell you what, man. What you need to do, man, you need to get with Willie, and y'all need to talk about getting a job together because he needs a job also, even though he just told us he was at work. But
I didn't drink all the tequila. I just made one margarita. Chill out. Now I see what the problem is, Caesar.
Oh, wow. Hey, Harold, when you get down with your grandmother, can you see if you want to ask my man Dad some questions? Because we're on live radio right now, brother, so let's hold
I'm
down.
I'm sorry, man. Grandma, chill. Okay,
basically, man,
can I hear one song, man, and then we can go into that? Because I want to hear what he's got going, man, then I can base it upon, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you, brother. This is something I don't normally do, Pat.
Here, man.
We normally don't play a song until we hear what you got to say, but since he acts so nice, I guess I'll go ahead and play one of your songs for him since you sent two. We'll go ahead and knock out one right now.
Well, premiere, bro.
Yeah, hold on 1 second, Pat. I mean, dog, I got you. Okay, Pat, you got one called Balling. What's that about, baby?
Well, you know, like I said, it's Pit to the City Boy. Actually, that song right there, it's self-explanatory. It speaks for itself. Basically, I'm just talking about balling, you know what I'm saying? You know, the way I like to ball, you know what I'm saying? High, slow.
Are you a baller?
I do a little something. I mean, it just depends. But like I said, everybody, you know, ball in different ways. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
As far as what it represents, I do those same things.
Now, let me ask you a question. What's a baller? Is that somebody that plays basketball, or is it somebody like Jim Jones?
Nah. It's something.
Okay,
you know,
my definition is,
you know, money, cars, clothes, and hoes, you know what I'm saying? Basically, in
okay,
the
okay. Hey, for everybody that's listening right now, these shows are recorded, so don't say anything to actually get yourself in some heat, because believe me, the FBI, the fans, they check out my shows.
Oh, man, hey, Caesar, man, you mean my grandmother
up,
can listen to what I said?
Yeah, hey, don't worry about it, man. We'll try to wipe that out, but I'm just letting the rest of the world know, don't come on the show talking ignorant, because if you do, you're going to be recorded, and they can go back and listen to this stuff later on and get you into something that, you know, you'll probably want to be in. So, okay, guy, we got this song by my guy right now. We're going to get into that song in just a little bit. But first of all, I got somebody from the 601 area code calling me up. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, Caesar? This is Lowe's brother. What's happening with you?
What's going on, brother Los? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm on my end. About to sell.
Cool. Hey, I got Harold with Hippie here, man. He's listening to you.
What's going on, Los? Oh, man, I'm just party rocking, bro. Taking it easy, man. I'm dealing with my grandmother, man. She's mad at me because I drank all the tequila, man. But it's cool, man.
You got to see something well sometime, Harold.
Yeah,
wow,
man, definitely, man. Margarita all day long on the rocks, man.
Hey, Los, you want to tell everybody who you are and what you got going on, my man?
Well, I'm just like everybody else on here. I'm trying to make it to the next level. I've recently been on about 7-8 city tour, and I just today recently found out I have to do in September. I'll be primarily in the Texas area. I leave out of Texas,
okay.
And then in October I'll be back in Atlanta again. First weekend in Atlanta, then the next weekend in October I'll be in Tallahassee, Florida. So I'm moving around state to state, city to city, to just try to promote my music. I mean, everybody's on here, independent is hard, but you can't give up on your grind. You got to keep shining for what you believe in. You know, after this last few weeks I've been in several major cities, you know, promoting, you know, my label, promoting my artists. You know, don't give up because sometimes it's going to get hard. But, you know, your state, you know, the grind and keep going.
Hey, Lopes, you came in just in time because I'm getting ready to play a song by Pat the City Boy. We just had Captain A just got off the show, man. He had two joints that we played. But the shows are recorded, like I tell everybody every week. The shows are recorded, so you can go back into the archives. And I do promote these shows. Like I'll promote it tomorrow and send it to your page, so you can check out the show if you don't mind.
Okay, well, like I said, sometimes I was in the studio. I was listening to the show, but I just wasn't, you know, didn't cue in until
I got you, brother.
I was finished mastering the song that I was doing, and. You know, okay. When I stop for a moment to pause and listen to the show, and so once I got through going in the studio, I queued in so I can, you know, be part of the show.
Yes, sir. We thank you for that, man. We thank you for always coming to the show. You're like a regular around here, so anything you want to promote, that's cool with me, and I'm sure it's cool with her. But right now, we're going to get into this song, Balling, by Pat the City Boy Entertainment.
I'm ballin' just like Reggie Wilson, Continental 26ers, while I'm sippin' on some yellow, similar to Homer Simpson. And yo, bitch, she wanna give me hit, I keep it confidential. While I'm buying through my city, damn it, I'm so presidential. When I step in your establishment, my swag is on 1 million. All the bitches turnin' head, cause I'm the realest in the building. My click, don't know we fuck these hoes, I send them living. When it come to getting money, every day is just like Christmas. I'm a beast, I'm a dog, I'm whatever you wanna call me. Just don't call me a bitch, cause someone might be meeting y'all. When it comes to getting money, P-A-T, I never stall. Little mommy on my dick and she gon' ride for the call. We don't care about these hoes, I swear to God, I fuck them all. Ain't nobody do it like me, baby, all I do is fall. My niggas be on it, we do it, then we party high. Who the realest in my city, P-A-T, the city vibe. Yeah, they see me on my icy shit that make niggas wanna fight and shit. Swing it down like Tyson, bitch, and turn the heaters like Exorcist. Bad bitches, I'm managing. Talk with me and I can make you rich. Right now, I'm killing shit, I'm hanging shit, cap pillin' shit. I'm ballin' just like Reggie Wilson, Continental 26ers, while I'm sippin' on some yellow, similar to Homer Simpson. And your bitch, she wanna give me hit, I keep it confidential. While I'm buying through my city, damn it, I'm so presidential. When I step in your establishment, my swag is on 1 million. All the bitches turnin' head, cause I'm the realest in the building. My click, don't know we fuck these hoes, I send them living. When it come to getting money, every day is just like Christmas. I'm $1 million nigga, baby, that's just what it is. And I promise I love it, but I've been doing this shit for years. Can't nobody tell me nothing, I be on some other shit. When I step out, my diamonds be shining like a chandelier. I be shrinking their haters, and when I do it big. So the part that I try, look like it's on some Ferris wheel. This shit just gets me old, I want something I can feel. So I make up these diamonds like they can put it in my grill. These bitches, they love it, they say I got to set the feel. It's tasting like water, I'm coming up like Jack and Jill. The life that I live should be a TV show for real. Making love to the money, I'm ballin' like I'm in a pen. I'm ballin' just like Reggie Wilson, Continental 26ers, while I'm sippin' on some yellow, similar to Homer Simpson. And yo, bitch, she wanna give me hit, I keep it confidential. While I'm riding through my city, damn it, I'm so presidential. When I step in your establishment, my swag is on 1 million. All the bitches turnin' head, cause I'm the realest in the building. My click, don't know we fuck these hoes, I send them living. When it come to getting money, every day is just like Christmas.
Okay.
Nice. I like that, Pat the City Boy. I'm digging that joint right there, man. I know everybody else likes it, so I'm not going to ask. Yeah, brother. You got some hot stuff, man. So I got a question for you real quick. How come you haven't got me to get behind you? How come you haven't got me to get behind you with some of your stuff yet right now?
Man, I just ain't had nobody to really just, you know, get behind me, you know what I'm saying? Like
DJ Black Season French Show with Willie the Redneck.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were saying. I didn't want to hear that, man. No, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear how come you didn't get behind. How come you didn't ask me to get behind you, brother?
Here we go, man. Now he's going to talk about Rick Rosé, man.
No, we're not going to talk about Ricky Rosé.
I'm not even gonna talk about that. What I'm talking about with him. Do what now, brother?
I'm still waiting on it. I got a load of nice hot tracks, you know what I'm saying, that I can get off of, you know what I'm saying, right now. Someone, like I said, if I just had someone who really had the proper connections and they really wanted to fuck with me, you know what I'm saying, they really wanted to get behind me.
Man, sounds like somebody hit the jackpot, man. What do you say?
He sounds like Silicat. He sounds like Hollywood, don't he? Hey, my man talking like
man,
Hollywood right now.
He hit the slots, man.
Hey, he's talking like Hollywood right now. He's making up excuses. You don't want to be famous, man.
Got you, man.
You're happy and you're content right now.
I mean, look. I'm keeping it real, Caesar. On some real. I'm keeping it real right now. You know, I'm still
all
waiting
right.
on it, man. I'm still waiting.
Okay. Well, hopefully you don't have to wait too long, man. You don't have to wait too long because I'm here. I've been trying to save you, but you just haven't been. I threw my fish out. I threw my hook out in the water. The fish ain't biting. The fish ain't biting right now. And the fish I've been trying to catch.
You gotta put the right bait, man. Hey, Caesar.
I guess I'm not a fisherman. I really don't know much about fishing. All I know is you put a worm on the hook and you throw it out in the water and you're supposed to catch something. But I put the worm on the hook and I threw it out in his water, but I haven't caught anything yet. I haven't put it out there with his girl,
I'm right down on the hook now, you know what I'm saying? We're getting things together now, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing right now.
Doing this
show, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, once again, shout out to DJ Black Caesar Friends, so... But you know, that's what I'm doing right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to bite that hook, man.
I guess, bro.
Hey, Caesar, man, let's get him involved in the music festival, man.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do, man. I'm trying to get him involved with everything I got going on. I tried to get this guy to go to the TV award, the Worldwide XS TV Awards with me, and he called me up one day. He was like, "I'm not gonna be able to make it, man." I was like, "Why not?" He's like, "Cause my girl has to work." I was like, man, are you serious? I'm telling you, going for the Worldwide Exit. Hey, dude, check it out. In September, on September 2026, I'm going to the BET Awards. Are you going with me?
Yeah, I'll go with you. See, let me keep it real with you, Steve. You want me to keep it all the way 1,000 with you?
Yeah, what's up?
You know these polices, man. You know I'm in a situation right now. You know what I'm saying?
I'm on a choke chain
right now, you know what I'm saying? So
We got plenty of time, man.
Hey, check it out, my brother. You probably don't know this about me, but I'm on a choke chain too, man. I've been on a choke chain now for about 3 years. And I still got about maybe six more years to go on a choke chain. I got a probation officer and everything, man. I'm on federal,
well, man.
Like, with the feds right now. Let's put it like that.
Hey,
they got my phone staff and everything. They got my phone staff and everything. So every day when I'm talking on the phone, I talk for about maybe 10 minutes and my phone loses signals and it drops and my emails are tapped. They got my emails on the surveillance. So I'm going through it right now too, brother. So I know what you're going through.
Well, man, my grandmother tried to choke me, man. I'm not on a choke chain or nothing, man, but she tried to choke me yesterday.
No, brother, you're missing the point, man. We said we're on a choke chain, so that means we're limited to what we can do. But I got mine where I'm pretty cool with my probation officer, so she lets me travel outside of states.
Maybe my grandmother should be a probation officer, man, because she's got me on a choke chain.
Hey, okay, check it out. Let's get back into the show. Pat, you got another song also, but we're going to play it a little later on. We got about 46 minutes to go, and I still got one more artist, so I'm going to be respectful to him, because this is an artist that I had on the show maybe 2 weeks ago, but it was lightning and thunder so bad, the system went down, so it crashed, and I couldn't get it back up, so I got him on the phone tonight. His name is Julius Ice, so we're going to get an interview with him next. But first of all, I want to talk to you a little bit more, man. And can you give the rest of the world your social networks, let them know where they can find you at, Pat?
You know, you can Google me or YouTube me at Pat the City Boy. And that's, you got to spell it just like this, P-A-T-D-A-C-E-T-Y. City, C-I-T-Y and B-O-I for boy. So you can Google me or YouTube me, and I'm on Facebook. My Facebook is Pat the City Boy Wyndham, and that's P-A-T, you know, the City Boy, D-A-C-I-T-Y-B-O-I, and Wyndham is W-I-N-D-O-M. You can Reverb Nation me too, at Pat the City Boy. It's all Pat the City Boy, everything. So
hey, what about,
you know, and Twitter,
Twitter my friend. You got Twitter account. You got a Twitter account.
Yeah, Twitter account, Pat the City Boy, at Pat the City Boy. That's it, Twitter, Pat the City Boy.
Okay, cool.
So, you know,
okay,
everything is, you know, everything. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say your Twitter is what now again?
My Twitter is Pat the City Boy. So, you know,
City
it's spelled
Boy.
The same way. It's spelled the same way.
Okay.
P-A-T-D-A-C-I-T-Y-B-O-I.
Okay, I got you. So it's not City Boy. It was just Pat the City Boy.
Yeah, Pat the City Boy.
Okay, I got you, Pat. Now, I got another thing. Say if somebody wants to get a collab with you, how do they get in touch with you?
Man, you can email me at pat21windom@yahoo.com. You know, that's P-A-T-21-W-I-N-D-O-M @yahoo.com. Or, you know, since I manage models, you know what I'm saying, I do a lot, you know what I'm saying, with my models email too. So you can email me at diamondblaze@gmail.com also. You know, I'm on there a lot too. So either those one or two, you know, I get back at you.
What about a phone number, man? You're a manager, so you got a phone number to give out?
Yeah, area code 312-810-4084. You can call me or text me. It don't even matter.
Want to give that out one more time for the people that couldn't hear in the background, in the back rows?
That's 312, area code 312-810-4084.
Thanks a lot, Pat. We appreciate that. Pat, you got another song. Let me go into it and let me see what this other song is called. See, into my archives real quick. Well, I just froze up, so, okay, let me go my archive quick. Okay. Okay, you got another song called, let's see what it is. Gotta Get Something. What is Gotta Get Something about? Damn, it's 5 minutes long, man. So check it out, everybody. You're going to be able to sit back and relax. So this one's 5 minutes and 19 seconds, so sit back and relax. Pat, what is it about?
Once again, it's P.A.T. the City Boy. You know what I'm saying? My latest song, I just made it a couple of days ago, called Gotta Get Something. It's basically, it's talking about, you know, coming up from the struggle, you know what I'm saying, and going the things that I went through, you know what I'm saying, and now I gotta get something. Like the females, only thing they want is sex, you know what I'm saying? Well, for sex, I gotta get something now, you know what I'm saying? I can't just be doing nothing for free no more. I gotta get something for everything. So basically,
I do. Oh, man, this so, you know
gotta get something. Hey, I like that, man. I like that. Right. I like your
M.O., man. That's what's up. Hey, guys, give me a
world
familiar song, Pat, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, man.
You know what
I'm saying?
What you mean?
This is a world premiere, man, of me on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. Boom.
Okay. Yeah, my word for me, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show, PA to the City Boy. You know, it's going down.
Talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes just talk about fucking. All my life, I swear I need something. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes just talk about.
about fucking. All my life, I swear I need something.
You hoes and talk about nothing. 16 years old, I've been struggling. Since 14, I've been hustling. Talking my ass, I swear I need something. I started out for 100. At 16, I found stunting. These bitches all on my face, but I swear these hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about fucking. All my life, I swear I need something. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about fucking. All my life, I swear I need something.
All my life, I swear I've been getting. My life, I swear, I've been with it. All my life right now, I'm just living. But my past, I swear, I can't forget it. I started out from the bottom, then ended up at the top. Only one pair of shoes with no socks. Motherfuckers laughing at me on the block. So I started out with 100, then flipped it to a stack. Told myself ain't no looking back. Niggas start snitching, now I'm in a trap. When the police won't pay money, harassing me for the cash. Every time I turn around, they hand out. That's why I love the district, thinking that. Got my kush blunt and my tequila.
Okay.
Be hating niggas, I can't see them.
Okay.
Be hating hoes, I breed DMs. Sitting on the sideline, hoes speak up. My weed loud in my speakers. I'm so high, I can't reach up. I'm riding around with that Nina. Worry about nothing, I swear, I got my feet up. I hustle hard for Mariah. I hustle hard for Malia. You fuck with them when I black out. Pull that thing out, Miss Madea. You told and talk about nothing. My life, I swear, I've been struggling. I swear, I came up with nothing. All my life, I got to get something.
These hoes and talk about nothing. 16 years old, I've been struggling. Since 14, I've been hustling. Talking my ass, I swear I need something. I started out for 100. At 16, I start stunting. These bitches all on my face, but I swear these hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about fucking. All my life, I swear I need something. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about fucking. All my life, I swear I need something.
She trying to get in my pocket. I'm trying to get in her wallet. We both trying to get money. In the same way, I can't knock it. But baby girl, just stop it. I'm Pat, but no, I'm not Swayze. I swear these bitches so crazy. Wanna fuck me right now, I'm too lazy. Right now, I'm trying to get money. What's up, Miss Cocaina? Come take a ride in my Beamer. We gon' flood the city like a Trina. I'm riding around with my feet up. So how you can't reach her? This black girl that gets jealous, cause my bitch is white as my sneaker. What the fuck wrong with these niggas? Own everything, that ain't changing. These niggas yelling out swag. Fuck these niggas just to get famous. Nowadays, everyone rapping, but 90% of them capping. You came up like a rich kid, now all of a sudden you trapping. I live life like a boss. I'm a young nigga, but I'm an OG. My little niggas gon' ride for me like TIC. You don't know me. On everything, I've been struggling. My life, I came up with nothing. All my life, I swear I've been hustling. So these hoes and talk about nothing.
These hoes and talk about nothing. 16 years old, I've been struggling. Since 14, I've been hustling. Talking my ass, I swear I need something. I started out for 100. At 16, I start stunting. These bitches all on my face, but I swear these hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about fucking. All my life, I swear I need something. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about nothing. These hoes and talk about fucking. All my life, I swear I need something.
Talk about nothing. 16 years old, I've been struggling. Since 14, I've been hustling. Busting my ass, I swear I need something. I started out for 100. At 16, I start stunting. These bitches all on my face, but I swear these hoes don't talk about nothing. These hoes don't talk about nothing. These hoes don't talk about nothing. These hoes just talk about fucking. All my life, I swear I need something. These hoes don't talk about nothing. These hoes don't talk about nothing. These hoes just talk about fucking. All my life, I swear I need something.
Hey, man, that's a real catchy hook, brother. I like that. Wow, DJ Black is a friend show. We got some of the hypest artists right here. We chopping it up with a man, Pat the City Boy Entertainer. This dude has models, he has artists, he has everything out there. You guys need to get with my man and see what he has going on. Maybe got something for you. So let's get going. What's up, Pat? What's up, man? You got a lot going on, brother. You're doing good as an artist. Hey, man, you're doing good as an artist, brother. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not even going to ask Harold and Hippie about you, man. I'm going to leave it alone this time because I give you a thumbs up on that song right there. I like the music. I'm digging everything. Next month, man. Give him the short version, if you don't mind.
Hello?
Damn. Harold and Hippie, where you at, Harold? He's back
hey,
into his grandma.
I'm here, man. Your phone's acting up, man. What's going on?
Oh, my phone's acting up. Did you hear what I said, Pat?
Yeah, I heard what you said.
Okay, cool. If you heard what I said, I know the rest of the world heard me. So, DC, you can't hear, man. Harold Hip, you can't hear. Hey, I talk to DC all the time. I just call people
Margarita,
DC all the time.
Margarita, man. I'm loving life.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Harold, what you think of that song right there? Love him.
I thought it was hot, man. I like both the songs, man. I think that, you know, I'd like to see what type of performance he does, man. If we can check him out on YouTube, man, or, you know, something, man. I want to see how he moves the crowd, man, because, you know, the music's hot, man. I want to see if possibly he wants to come down and jump in on the festivities, man. 2014,
bro. Are you still with the bet?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Hey, Pat, if you do come to the festival, you're going to have some clean music, man, because we're not doing any profanity or anything. So you're going to have to come up with a friendly trap song.
I got a project right now, man, I'm working on, man. It's for the ladies, man, called Relax Your Mind. You know, I'm planning on that to be a really, really, really big hit. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting down. I'm taking my time with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get it just right.
Okay.
But the ladies, they're going to love it. It will be done by the time, you know, the festival comes. When is the festival exactly?
It's 2014, man, January.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to make it, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to keep in contact, and I'm going to make this one, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's in my range, so, you know, it's all good. It's all 100.
Well,
yes,
man,
sir,
we might
yes,
be
sir.
Wanting to talk to you about some of the models you got, man.
Like I said, you know, I got my top model, Diamond Blaze. You know, like I said, she's a new face to the industry. You know, she's making a lot of big moves. She's in a couple of magazines. She's on a couple of websites, and she has been featured in a couple of videos. So, also,
hey,
she's going to be part of the Cherokee Boys.
Rock Hard Chick. I mean, I got her on Rock Hard Chicks, our hero, the hippie.
Hey, man, you know what I'd like to do, man? They got that new magazine coming out, man, in 2014, man. Maybe we can get her in that.
We definitely can.
Magazines of all magazines, man.
You talking about our magazine that we're coming out with?
The one and only, man. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Okay. Yeah, we can get her in there, man. No problem. We'll talk to her and see if she wants to be in the magazine. We'll get her in that magazine, most definitely. I got a couple other people for you,
man.
I got a question for my other guy. He's not on the phone lines right now, so he has to call back in, and I just took the call back in. Hold on for a second, guys. Hey, Harold, go ahead and take it away for a minute. Let me talk to this guy right here, right quick.
Yeah, man. So, let me tell you, man. This festival we're having, it's 2014 Music Festival. Some of the proceeds are going to the Bullying Awareness Foundation, man. It's going to be in Verona, Mississippi. We want to have over 500 artists and acts from around the world come out and participate. We're being backed by MCW, it's Micro Championship Wrestling. And those who don't know, that's Hulk Hogan's Micro Championship Wrestling, man, the Midget Wrestling. They're going to be there live, and they're in Verona, Mississippi with us for the 2014 Music Festival, man. So, you know, we want to try to get everybody. If you can't make it, send us some artists your way, man. You know, our way, man.
He can make it, man. He can make it. He can make it. You said 2014.
Yeah,
I don't know anybody that's doing anything in 2014 on 24th, 25th, and 26th other than coming out to the event that we're having, because it's going to be full of fun. You're going to have a lot of people out there. It's going to be a barbecue cook-off one day, a chili cook-off the next day, and on Sunday we have a painting contest. And we're also going to have models out there, so that's why he was asking you about some models, Pat. If you got any models you want to come out there and work for us.
I'm definitely coming, man. I'm coming.
Okay.
You will see me, Doug. You will see my models, and you will see my dancers. I'm gonna bring my whole support team, and so
you
definitely will see me.
Nice,
okay, that's
man.
Cool, man. Cool. Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow about it a little bit more, so we can tell you about go a little bit more in details with you, because you don't know the whole gist of it yet. But we'll get with you tomorrow, Pat, if that's all right with you. Me and Harold will call you up.
That's cool.
Okay. Well, anyway, guys, I got another artist on the phone lines, and I want to get him out here real quickly. Jewel Ice, where you at, baby?
I'm right here, yo. What up?
What up, man? Talk to me, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, yo. I'm just out here, you know. I'm come up, too, trying to get my name started, you know, on this shit. So, about it.
Nice, man. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, man.
I'm sorry. Do what now?
Yo.
I'm sorry. Do what now? What'd you say, Harold?
Oh.
Me?
Yeah, what'd you say, Harold? You were talking.
Oh, man, I just want to hear what he's got going on, man. I'm excited,
okay,
man.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
This is the guy that we had the blackout, man, and he couldn't get on the radio, right?
Right. We got about 30 minutes to go, so let's get right into it, my man. Tell the world who you are and what you got going on, man.
Yo, everybody, my name is Jay Ice, Julius Ice, reporting live from, you know, Canada, Toronto, you know, resting in Saga Side, but right now I'm working on my music, in and out there, my mixtapes out, my first meal. You can get that on thatpiff.com. Making noise right now with my howling sound on the YouTube, but smoking weed off the Kendrick Lamar beat, that's making noise. I got another track on YouTube, Wolf Star Flow, and got another song coming out on the way called Bad Bitches, Good Weed. And yeah, just been working. Got different styles. Try to always keep myself, you know, going. You know, keep my work ethic going strong. You know, just trying to be heard. Straight up.
Hey, Jewel, I got a question for you, man. We're getting a lot of people from Montreal, Canada coming in. Like, what's her name? Wow, I can't even think of her name. Carolina Nana, you know her?
I'm not from Montreal.
What,
I'm from. Right?
Do you know Blue Philly?
I seen you.
You know Jay
Good?
Jay Goody?
Yeah, that's my.
You know
yeah,
Jay
that's
Good?
My nigga. That's my wolf right there. Yeah, shout out to Jay Good. You know,
that's
he's five. Yeah,
you know
him? Yeah, that's my.
How you know him?
Yo, I know that guy for my whole life, basically. Like, that's
wow,
you
man.
Really,
I was just throwing
yeah.
some names at you, man. Just throwing some names to the people I remember from that way, man. And you don't know Carolina. Hey, do you know Chocolate Addiction?
Nah.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that alone. Okay, so do you know Jay Goody, man? Yeah, that's a good guy, man.
Yeah.
That dude, he's been on the show before also, man. He's come through and spread a little love with us, man. He's told us about his life, what he got going on over there.
Yeah, that's my wolf, bro. That's my dude, yo.
He's a
Caesar.
Cool, that's what's up, man. So, how long you been in the rap game, brother?
Oh, I've been making music maybe as a hobby, for the hell of it, maybe about like 7 years now. And then,
okay.
Yeah, Jay Good's basically the one that basically got me like going like, yo, you should, you know, get into the studio, try to get you into something. And
now you sound kind of rasta. Are you Jamaican?
Nah, Asian.
Well, the man, I was thinking about burning one, man. Every time I heard you talk, man, I'm like, whoa, let me light something up.
Hey, Harold, you gotta keep it clean. Now I told you, I'll be having everything, Billy.
I said,
keep it clean, all right?
Up. I didn't say what I was going to light up, man. I just said light one up.
I know you're not talking about a cigarette or a cigar, so, you know, if I know that, then they got to know what's going on, too. So, and your name is Harold the Hippie. Don't forget that.
I'm
going to
burn an incense, man. I'm going to burn an incense for all my Rasta bros out there, man. You know how it goes.
And you're probably sitting there with some crunching munch, in your underwear with a Kardashian.
Wow, man. Hey, Caesar, man, I'm starting to think you're watching me, man.
Oh, wow. You got your white underwear on sitting there watching the cartoons with your crunchy munch in your hands, man. Hey, you know what?
I got a big ass Slurpee here right now, man. I got Crunch and Munch, a bag of Doritos, and I'm actually sitting here in my tidy whities watching Family Guy.
Okay. Hey, check it out. And I can tell you what you just got done watching. You probably just got to be watching some Cheech and Chong movie.
Oh man, you definitely got me bugged, man. What's going on, Caesar?
Oh yeah. I'm psychic. I'm psychic, man. I can picture people and tell you what they're doing. So, hey, I know Jules got a lot going on over there. Also,
hey.
Jules, let's get back on you, brother. Now you've been rapping for a long time.
It's Julius Ice.
You've been rapping for about 7 years.
Julius Ice, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you, brothers. I got you, man. So, like I said, Jules.
Man, are you burning?
Huh? Am I burning? No, Caesar, man.
I'm starting to think Caesar's sitting around eating Crunch and Munch.
Hey, you know what? I am, man. I got some Crunch and Munch in my hand right now. You're right, Harold. That's why I knew you were eating Crunch and Munch. I'm eating it right now.
Everyone's
like
burning right now, probably.
Hey, man, Julius, where are you from, bro? Talk to me, man. I couldn't really hear you. I know you're in Canada now, man, but what's your background?
Well, my background, I'm born in Canada, Toronto, Ontario. I moved to the Peel side. My background is Jamaican and Bajan.
Nice, man.
Yeah, that's about it, yeah. Just
Island,
out here
man.
trying to, you know, get shit popping.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. Well, let me tell you something, brother. If you want to get it popping correctly, then you're at the right place. You're talking to me, and you're talking to Harold and Hippie.
Yeah.
We got a lot going on. We would like to include everyone we got going on, man. We got a lot going on. We'll include you. Capital A. We'll get all you guys included, man, what we got going on. We're going to share the love. So we will be getting back to you shortly, talking to you. But first of all, I want Harold to ask you a couple questions. So, Harold, you're the first one up. What's up, baby?
Wow, man. Well, you know, man, one, on the way this guy talks, man, I can't wait to hear his music, man. I'm thinking he's going to, like, break it down like Kingston style, man, like, you know, all the way Damian Marley type thing, man. But, you know, I like when the artists do that type of stuff, man. It gets me, like, all hyped out, man. But, yeah, man, I'm feeling everything, man. You know, just, like, just going through the show and just these guests, man. I'm just, like, I'm happy to be a part of this whole productive team, man. And, you know, having this guy from Canada, man. I mean, wow, man. What's the weather like there, bro?
Oh, man, weather's, like, on the next shit. It's summer right now, but right now it's kind of chilly, but no, back and forth. It's cool right now, but it's hot. But weather over here is messed up. But right now it's decent. I'll say it's decent.
What kind of shows you got going on there, man? Are you blazing the stage or what, man?
I blazed one stage. My first performance, yeah. Like everything for me right now has been like, a first thing, like my first meal, my first mixtape, first video. Like right now, it's like my first radio. Show right here. So everything.
Man, do me
right
a favor, man. Can you friend me on Facebook, Harold the Hippie, man, and post one of your videos, man. I'll go ahead and just start shooting it all my buds, man. You know what I mean,
sure,
man. I'm dying to check you out, man. Also, man, we want to keep you involved with everything we're doing, man. So if you need any help from us, man, you get a hold of DJ Black Caesar, man. This guy's got a lot going on, man. He kind of keeps it hush hush, man. But Caesar's involved in so much, man. I mean, he's like the president, man. I mean, he's got everything going on, man.
That's
what's up.
Wow.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate that.
I see him making his moves.
Absolutely,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we most definitely like to include you with everything we have going on, my brother. And we're going to tell the rest of the world also. If you guys want to get involved with DJ Black Caesar has gone, Harold the Hippie has gone on, with DC Productions out of Washington, D.C., DC the Music Man has gone on, get at us, get at me, and I will get you at him, and we can talk some business. Now, back to you, Jules, Julius Ice, back to you. You seem like a great guy. You seem like somebody I would like to deal with. You seem like a great hip-hop artist. I heard your music. I'm digging the song you sent me. You sent me a song called Something Some Weed. What is that song called? Let me see what it's called. Let's see. You sing a song called Bad Bee, Good Weed. But I don't say that word. I don't call women bees. So I'll leave it at that. But anyway, you send me a song that sounds like a great song. Sounds like you got a winner in your hand. So is that song out right now? Is that new or what?
Well, that song, I can say it's new to everybody. It's off my mixtape. So, yeah, right now I'm just promoting my tape and just sending songs to people, you know, to check them out and doing that. But, yeah, that same song, the bad, yeah, be good weed. Me, personally, I don't really like saying the bead word. I rather call them jubies. That's what I rather call them. I don't really like saying that word, but, you know, it was catchy at that time, so roll with it.
Yeah, you know, I get it.
Nice, man. Hey, what artists do you look up to, man? I mean, what celebrity artists, you know, is it that you are inspired by, man, to, you know, pursue your dream?
Oh, like, not just like...
Yeah, good question.
Are you going to say Drake? Isn't Drake from Canada?
Yeah, he is.
That's nice. Something else, man. It's like he started off as an actor, man. I can't even think of the name of the show, man. Caesar, what's it called? You probably watch it all the time.
I know what it is.
Degrassi.
What was it, man?
Degrassi.
I can't think of what it was, man. You asked me, man.
Hey, he already said it, man. It was Degrassi, man. Yeah, really crazy, man. So this kid's like an actor, man, and then he's like, wow, man, well, I'm really not doing it here, man. I'm going to go ahead and do hip-hop, man. And he, like, blew up,
right, man.
But, I mean, it's like, whoa, man, pump your brakes, dude.
Right.
But, yeah, man, I'm feeling the whole Canada thing, man. We're dealing with a lot of people from Canada, man. And, you know, I'm really excited about having you on the show, man. And I personally apologize for DJ Black Caesar, man, he didn't pay his electric bill, and we had to blame it on the storm.
Basically, I cannot control God's hand. God saw fit for it to thunder and lightning that day, so it shut down the system, and Harold's just lying on me, man. He's lying. He's telling
a lie.
Man,
I wish my boy Willie was here, because I think Willie would say something different, man.
Yeah, you know what? You know what I say to Willie? I'll be like, hey, Willie, damn you, dude. Damn you, Willie. I'll tell him to kiss my pie.
I hope he's done with his community service, man. But next time, man, we'll have him on next time, man.
Hey, you know what? I don't know if he's done or not, but I know his PO office is getting to be on my nerves, man. Every day he's calling me up looking for Willie. Every day he's calling me up looking for Willie.
Wow, man. Whew, I hope he doesn't stay with you much longer, man. I mean, that's crazy.
No, he's gone now, man. He's out of here. He's been out of here. He left on Thursday. He got out of here on Thursday of last week. So, yeah, we had the show, and then he got out of here the next day. So I'm done with that. But, dude, you got a song called I said what it already was called, so let's get into that song. You want to give me a world premiere for that song, Julius?
Yeah, you know, it's a world premiere, you know, for my song off my mixtape, My First Meal. You know, Bad Bitches, Good Weed. You know, we out here. G-Flash.
Yo, killer. We got over here, Wolf. What's up over here, yo?
Maybe sip some lean, crack a bottle, 1, 2, 3, pop a molly if you please. Bad bitches, good weed. Come, baby, sip some lean, crack a bottle, 1, 2, 3, pop a molly if you please. Bad bitches, good weed. Come, baby, sip some lean, crack a bottle, 1, 2, 3, pop a molly if you please. Bad bitches, good weed. Come, baby, sip some lean, crack a bottle, 1, 2, 3, pop a molly if you please. Bad bitches, good weed. It's all a nigga need. I'm rolling through and I'm feeling clean. I'm on my better scene. From the city where we stay in Zine. Smoking higher green. She try to talk for the Molly feed. And the liquor creep. She on the pill and I'm off the hill. But I'm trying to chill. Dirty Sprite to go with this fill. Red eyes on the kill. I think I had too much to drink. Time to go insane. With this girl I'ma penetrate. Watch me demonstrate. That bitch is good.
good weed. Molly popping in the streets. She'll be sipping 1, 2, 3. Percocet is what she needs. She can be a lonely freak, but she hears she fuck with me. Sipping on that beauty beat. We smoking that good old weed. That bitch is good weed. Come in, bitch, sip some lean. Crack a bottle, 1, 2, 3. Pop a Molly if you please. That bitch is good weed. Come in, bitch, sip some lean. Crack a bottle, 1, 2, 3. Pop a Molly if you please. That bitch is good weed. Come in, bitch, sip some lean. Crack a bottle, 1, 2, 3. Pop a Molly if you please. That bitch is good weed. Come in, baby, sip some lean. Crack a bottle, 1, 2, 3. Pop a Molly if you please. We here, we gon' throw it up. We don't give a fuck. We got this howling, but so what? What you smoking, bro? We got these girls bouncing up like they swimming ducks. They take a dive, she come back up. Call it suicide. They wanna ride, they wanna fly. With the Donna Knight, too turned up to be hurt up. Now she fold up till she throw up right. And I'm too turned up off this soda. Mix it up, it's too much sickness. Now I'm tripping off this cola. Too buzzed out, too much thinking. Bad bitches, good weed. They hang around me. Rather chill with a plant. That be my down piece. Forever smoking good with all these jubbies, wow. And everybody quiet, but we all smoking loud. Bad bitches, good weed. Come in, bitch, sip some lean. Crack a bottle, 1, 2, 3. Pop a Molly if you please. Bad bitches, good weed. Come in, bitch, sip some lean. Crack a bottle, 1, 2, 3. Pop a Molly if you please. Bad bitches, good weed. Come in, bitch, sip some lean. Crack a bottle, 1, 2, 3. Pop a Molly if you please. Bad bitches, good weed. Come in, baby, sip some lean. Crack a bottle, 1, 2, 3. Pop a Molly if you please.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Boys tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we
came in the game with no landing, it changes these fuck niggas. I'm taking them 10 different ways. They see you just smiling your face.
You wanted me nothing, but time will replace. I'm smoking the fire, my nigga, you nutted this fire. You smell it as soon as I blaze it. Burning a pound, burning a pound, burning a pound. Yeah, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Started from the bottom, now we here. Had a dream by the car and winning.
Hey, this is your boy Jones, Capital Status in the building. Big shout out to Nerve DJs, cause they break them tracks, not them stacks. You heard me? And you fuck with them Nerve DJs. Now that I know them, I might break your back. You heard?
Yeah. That was my man Jules Ice's little brother out there singing. He started from the bottom. Now he's here. Hey guys, thanks for tuning into the DJ Black Season Show. We had a wonderful evening tonight. We're still on the phone with Julius Ice. We're going to talk to him a little bit more. We got about 10 minutes to go, guys. I want to thank everybody, first of all, for being here tonight. I appreciate it. But for some reason, these artists never do it. I don't know why, but you know what? It would be all right if they actually called some people and got them involved in interviews. But nobody's done that tonight. I thought it's. I'm sorry, guys. Bad business. But you know what? Next week, we'll have some more artists. We'll have different artists here. Maybe they'll listen to me. Hey, guys, well, check it out. Here's the deal right here. We had a lot of great artists on, a lot of great talent around. So, Harold the Hippie's been out. Hey, Harold, are you still riding your bike? Or are you still in your underwear? Are you still wearing your tie-dye shirt? Is your grandma still in your case? What's up?
Man, I'm just sitting back vegetating, man. I'm thinking about ordering a pizza, Caesar, man. This is like my time to just relax, bro. I got to get up at 5 in the morning and do this paper route, man.
Hey, you just said two things that go together. Pizza and Caesar. You should have said Little Caesar's Pizza, but you didn't. You said pizza and Caesar at the same time. Hey, guys, thank you. I don't own Pizza Caesar. I don't own Little Caesar's Pizza, but thank you guys anyway. But anyway, let's get back to my man Julius. Julius, what's up, baby? What's going on with you? What you got going on? What kind of project you working on right now, Julius?
All right. I'm working on just doing videos, working on, a second tape I got in the works right now.
Hey, I think I've seen one of your videos. You got a video to the song we just got through playing, right?
No, that's different. That's to an industry beat, the Kendrick Lamar beat, the Recipe beat. That one, yeah.
Oh, okay. But you do have a video about smoking weed, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, man, send me that one, man. I'm down with that. I mean, I'm not down with that. I'd like to see what you got going, man.
Can you send me that video, man? I just sent you on the Hippies page, but can you send that video to my page, brother, so I can promote it?
All right, no problem, yo.
Okay.
Hey, man, I was going to tell you, man, bro, let me tell you this, man. If you guys don't know, you better check into YouTube. Check out Julius Iceman's video, Wolf Star Flow, man.
Wow, I've never even seen that, man.
Hey, I'm watching it now. I literally just got up. I put my bag of Doritos down. I paused Family Guy, and I'm watching Wolf Star Flow right now, bro. This brother's fire, man.
Hey, you just sent me this video. I'm gonna
bro, hey. Wow, man, this is like some serious stuff here, man.
Wow. Hey,
nice job, man.
Send it to me, Harold, so I can check it out.
Hey, who did the production on this, man?
Yo, Street Justice. Shout out to Street Justice, yo. Real life.
Shout out to Street Justice, man.
Incredible film, nigga.
Fire, man. Hey, Caesar, man, I'm going to put this on your page, man.
Any of our
artists tonight that came on, our guest artists, man, send us your videos, man. We're gonna help promote you guys, man. Let's get paid, man.
Yeah, let's do this, yo. Fun to the work.
Oh, man, that was nice, man. Caesar, I'm going to post this on your page, man. That was straight fire, man. Caesar,
okay, you alive, man?
Hey, guys, well, check it out, guys. You guys, if you know me, I don't do anything for free. So if I promote, I get paid for promoting. I just want to put that out there so nobody will think you're getting free promotions. I told him to send his video to me so I could promote it one time. That's all I do, one free promotion from me. That's pretty good, man. Hey, I'm sorry, but I get paid for my promotions. Harold and Henry might do something a little bit different, but I get paid for promotions. So anybody want me to do a promotion, send it to me. but also send me your money also.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, definitely, man.
I like that, man. That was straight fire, man. Caesar, I put it on your page, man. That was still cool,
okay,
man.
Hey, Harold the Hippie, I'm about to put some on your page right quick, too. He does have another video that I've actually seen. I thought it was great, man.
Hey, I already got it, bro. I got it. Hey,
oh, okay,
I really like
okay.
that one, man.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
man, I'm like laid back and chilling, man.
Oh, yeah, he didn't send it to you. You ain't got the one I got. Oh, yeah,
I
you do get it.
Okay, man.
I got you. You didn't send me the mixtape, dude, but don't worry about it. I'll copy it from Harold's page.
Hey, Caesar, if you copy it from my page, man, I gotta charge you, bro. I don't do nothing for free.
Caesar, yo, you walked into that one, yo. The man got you on that one.
Oh wow.
Hey, Caesar, man, pay me.
Hey, Harold, how much you get paid for your paper route?
I'm making about $5 every week. Why?
Wow. $5 every week, man. Do you know that they're robbing you, brother? You're out delivering. You said you deliver 200 papers a day. That's all you're going to get next week is $5?
Well, I'm not delivering them at people's houses, man. I take half of them and dump them in the trash.
That's why you're getting $5 a week, man. If you go and deliver the papers, you'll probably get a lot more than $5, Harold. They pay good money for delivering papers, man. I know people making
$300. At least he did the paper. You know, I remember when I had a paper a long time ago, I didn't even do it. I just used to just roof the papers and get paid.
Yeah, man,
that's
me, man.
Wow.
The best part about my paper route... The best part of my paper route, man, is when they're standing in their driveway and I whack them with the paper, man, and keep pedaling my bike.
Why are you trying to whack them with the paper, man? That's so silly, though. All you got to do is deliver the paper and make friends with them. That's good networking. You could have a lot more people you're networking with in your networking circle, man, if you just be nice to people and give them their papers instead of throwing it in the back of their heads.
Hey, man, Caesar, man, is my grandma telling you to say this?
No, she's not, man. I don't even deal with your grandma like that, man. I'm not even at level with your grandma. But what I'm telling you, I'm just telling you like a proper businessman, if you deliver the paper the right way, you make more than $5, and you also would have a good relationship with the people that you're working with, because they're going to say, oh, this guy does a good job. They might recommend you, tell your boss, hey, you know what, he deserves a raise because he always delivers my paper on time. He doesn't throw it in the bushes. He doesn't throw it at the back of my head. He doesn't try to break my glasses. And, you know, people look up to that kind of stuff, Harold. I'm just trying to tell you the right way. You do it any kind of way you want to do it, Harold. Do it any kind of way you want to. Keep making your $5 a week and think you're doing something. But really, you're not doing too much, man. I used to make $300 doing a paper route, probably the same paper route you're on right now. And I used to deliver all the houses. And I didn't try to break windows. I didn't try to hit people in the head. I just did my job, man, and got paid for it and got paid well. And got up just as early as you do.
That's why you're the boss.
Hey, check it out. I got up at 4:30 in the morning to deliver my papers and my paper route, and I didn't even have a bike. I used to ride around in the car with my dad, but the thing is, I gave him some of the money for the paper route, so he was all right with that. I paid for the gas. You dig?
Wow, man. Yeah, I get up at 4:30 in the morning, man, but I turn my alarm off, man. I actually don't roll out of bed till about 10.
You need a paper route until 5? Man, you go on paper route after 10 o'clock? That's ridiculous.
What are you talking about, man? I gotta relax, man.
People want their papers for the day get started. You dig, Harold? They want their papers early in the morning when they're drinking their coffee. They want to look at their papers, man. They don't want their papers when it's time for the kids to get out of school or something.
Wow, man. Hey, man. You're being pretty mean, man.
What are you making $5, Harold? Man, let me. You know what, Harold? Talk about this when I got off the phone. When I got off the phone from the show, we're going to talk about this a little later.
Oh, man,
Julius,
$5
out,
more than you got.
You're right about now. But anyway, that's a different story.
Hey, Caesar, I just made an extra $5 by you stealing my video off my page.
I didn't steal your video off your page, man. That was Julius' video, man. So I didn't even take it. But anyway, Jules, I know you got a lot going on, man. We got a lot going on, but we want to talk to you a little later on, man. We'll probably get with you later on in the week, and we'll probably holler at you again. So stick on, man. Stay close by. Always deal with me. Always deal with Harold the Hippie, and we'll get there.
You already know, y'all.
All right? All right.
Yo.
Hey, guys, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I want to thank my artist. I want to thank Capital A. Also, I want to thank Pat the City Boy. And I want to thank Julius Ice because these guys are great artists right now. And they came here and they saluted us. They act like well-dressed, well-groomed gentlemen. They had a great time tonight. We had a great time with them, me and Harold. We always have a great time with our artists, man. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to salute you guys on Facebook. Everybody, let's know what's going on with you guys. Let them know that you came on the show. I've already saluted you guys one time, but I'm going to salute you one more time the way I normally salute everybody. I thank everybody for coming on the show. Also, we want to leave you guys with peace, love, and chicken bones. And then we want to leave you guys with Harold the Hippie telling you guys one more time what we got going on. What we got going on in January the 24th, 25th, and 26th, Harold the Hippie?
January 2014, man, Music Festival, Verona, Mississippi, man, backed up by MCW Hulk Hogan's Micro Championship Wrestling, man. We're doing it big. Come on out. All artists are welcome and bands. We're going to have vendors of all shapes and sizes, man. Food cook-offs, chili cook-off, barbecue cook-offs. We're doing it big, man. And if you can do it like I do it, come on out and challenge me at the pie-eating contest, man. Put your money where your mouth is or put your mouth where your money is. It's up to you, man. We're doing it big, man. Like I said, check us out. Hope to see y'all soon, man. Keep in touch with us, and let's make a move.
It's your boy Skip, and I'm with my man DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South, the hottest DJ in the South, and Vianna, the queen of hip-hop, CaesarRadio.com. And C's in here killing the music in his...
Man, DJ Conference Call, Hustler here. You know, we're about to get into my new record off of Fly Pressure 3. It's called I Get It In. And I just want the streets to know that... I-